True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday night football coming your way. Nice tilt the NFL gives us with Washington and Green Bay. We'll talk about that game coming up. Full breakdown in 20 minutes. Bets, angles throughout the rest of the show. It's a Thursday, so we'll break down NFL Survivor. We've got college football plays coming your way. A lot of injury updates. I was expecting more of this tomorrow because when the injury reports come out on Wednesday, the initial ones, I don't really put too much into it. You see a lot of veteran rest days, and we certainly saw a lot of that over the last day, but there is some important stuff going down. Dave Richard from CBS Sports, he'll give you fantasy angles. That'll be fun checking in with Dave and Chris Andrews out in Vegas at the South Point, one of our favorite spots out in Vegas. What's up, Sam?
I came across that picture, you, Chris, and me, from August 2017. It's when he's holding the chicken dinner shirt. I'm on his left. You're on his right. He was one of the first guests that we ever had on the show when we started doing that together. Nobody was doing gambling shows to begin with. Nobody. And nobody was going into Vegas. So he's been our guy for almost 10 years now. He loves us. He still has that chicken dinner hoodie, by the way, that we got him. It's hanging in the office. And he says when it gets cold, he puts it on because it warms him up, makes him feel like home. I can't wait to talk to him. We haven't had him on in a while. Lots going on. Lots going on these days.
Yeah, for sure. that was in the back office, right, where they've got the wall of TVs and the old bookmakers just hanging out, talking about Westerns for the most part, as opposed to NFL action, which is what most people would expect to be going on in the war room.
Yeah. Jimmy Vaccaro would love to talk about John Wayne rather than anything else in the world. Like, oh, like the point spread's 3, the over-under's like 49.5. What Western's on tonight? That's all he cared about.
Well, we've got to talk some NFL because we have some breaking news. We were going to start here anyways, just based on what we were hearing yesterday. But in this last hour, NFL insider Ian Rappaport has the news here on Brock Purdy. He is not going to be on the field. If you thought there was an outside chance, you know, in the back of my mind, every time I hear Kyle Shanahan talk, I think, well, the guy's a liar. I mean, we've been screwed with betting angles and fantasy over the years because he lies for a living when it comes to the injury report, like many of them. But Shanahan at the very top of the list, and he had mentioned yesterday he's a long shot to play, could miss multiple weeks. But Rappaport says this morning, you got the turf toe, you got the left shoulder. We're talking 2 to 5 weeks for Brock Purdy. 2 to 5 weeks, and you couple that with Juwan Jennings. Don't know if he's going to be out there on the field. Of course, George Kittle, that news we talked about yesterday. But you've got this San Francisco on the road to New Orleans game coming up this week. A lot of movement before we got wind of this Purdy injury. This number was sitting at about a touchdown, sitting at 7, And it trickled down to 4.5. They're not quite sure what to do with it, waiting on word. And now you look just about everywhere. It's a field goal. A couple 3.5 still out there. But, I mean, those are going away quickly. The number is 3. So a 4-point move with the thought that, okay, it's going to be Mac Jones and not Brock Purdy.
Mac Jones and Spencer Rattler, buckle up. Gross. How about the total getting decked too? 44.5. BetMGM is down to 40.5. So a 4-point dip there. That's sort of my angle. Where do we get offense? How do we get explosive plays? How do these teams get into the end zone? I know Kyle Shanahan is a quarterback whisperer, but when you don't have a good quarterback, it's much more difficult. And now he has to string together long drives with Mac Jones. The receiver room, as we know, is very depleted. You mentioned Kittle out. How many times does Christian McCaffrey touch the ball on Sunday? That's my thought. You know, do we look at McCaffrey props? Are we looking at his overs? Score a touchdown, score two touchdowns. He's going to be the bell cow and then some because there's not much else. I think there's also a case to be made for San Francisco -3. As crazy as that sounds, yeah. I'm not taking the Saints only catching a field goal. That's not happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's crazy when we're talking about the number being 3. And, you know, for a week or two, maybe CMC can carry you against a very bad team. Some say the worst team in the NFL. Okay, so Mac Jones, let's look at him last year with Jacksonville when he was starting. You mentioned points, okay? Week 10 was his first start due to injury. Against Minnesota, top-notch defense, 7 points. At Detroit, 6 points. Couple weeks later, at Tennessee, 10. Now, the Jets game, they put up 25. Vegas, at Vegas, only 14. Against Tennessee, 20. And at Indy, last week of the year, in overtime, 23 points. So those first couple games, I know those are much better defenses. Detroit, not so much because of the secondary. But, yeah, I mean, we're talking 7, 6, 10 in his first few games with Jacksonville.
Brutal. He's not a good quarterback. He's a backup on a good team. He's not a starter on a good team, that's for sure. But this is now the life that they live. And this was the risk you ran, anybody betting San Francisco in the summer. Hand up. That's me. I mean, we've had the quarterback have multiple injuries now, blowing out his elbow in the NFC playoffs against Philadelphia a couple years ago. You've got all kinds of issues and risks with McCaffrey. Kittle can't stay on the field. Obviously, Ayuk is not out there. Jennings is hurt. They're going to have to rely on this defense, which guess what? They feel good about. And that's why they brought in Robert Saleh. Defense looked pretty good last week. I mean, that was an absolute rock fight. I don't think it was discussed enough how good the defenses were on San Francisco's end and on Seattle's end. And that was a total that came crashing down in week one. Never had a chance, Joe. Never had a chance to get over the total. And when we look at this number, I know it's moved 4 points. Are you going over 40.5? I'm not.
Oh, no. No chance. If we had an alt number, I'm not sure if I'd go over that number. So maybe we should talk about playing the under. A lot of win totals taken off the board with San Francisco. You could certainly understand why. Sam, half the sports books that I've looked at so far, not all of them, but about half, they've made the Rams a favorite to win the NFC West. Is that an overreaction? Now, it isn't 1 week. We're talking about multiple weeks for Purdy, multiple weeks for Kittle. Now, some of the veterans, I don't think it's a big deal. I think we'll hear today. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. It's a veteran rest day. CMC, we're just getting them some extra rest. Same thing with Trent Williams, Nick Bosa. This is what we're going to do on Wednesdays. Those guys are not going to practice. It's not a big deal. I think those guys are good to go. However, multiple pieces on that offense.
So depending on where you shop, obviously, favorite is different. BetMGM still holding steady that San Francisco should be favored at plus 140. I'm going to guess those books that have the Rams on top just took bets, right? Liability has built up. And that's really all these different markets rely on. Who's betting it and how much is the risk? What's the liability? What's the count? What's the number? So if you've been writing nothing but Rams bets for 48 hours at Sportsbook X, you just move them on top. But BetMGM is still listing San Francisco plus 140 and then 25 cents more, plus 165, you find the LA Rams. Arizona 4-1, Seattle 10-1 at the legendary BetMGM Sportsbook, which has toggled on my internet to New York because now I'm doing the show from a third city in 3 days because that's how I love to live my life. I'm not rushing to bet Rams. I'm also not a big Ram guy this year. Their D-line, though, made Houston's O-line look pretty bad, and that was talked about a lot during this offseason. The Texans had the 31st ranked offensive line at Pro Football Focus. Hard to get much worse, Joe. So we'll see what the Rams can do. We'll see if that defense can still be as strong as it looked in week one. And also, any Rams bet has a risk on Matthew Stafford. How long does that sand stay in the hourglass? How long is he on the field? Can he make it a whole season? It's a wide open West, if you ask me, man. Wide open.
We'll get a lot of more info coming down today, as I mentioned. It's bad news on the injury front in San Francisco. But as far as some of these big-time players that we saw go down with injuries, or at least let's say they were hobbled, it doesn't seem to be that bad. In Kansas City, Andy Reid is saying about Worthy, not having surgery, no IR for now. The Brock Bowers injury is being considered mild, where it's not that bad. Same thing with Puka and the Rams. Waddle with the Dolphins. It sounds like Drake London is going to be just fine, maybe dealing with something for the first few weeks of the season. But a lot of these playmakers on offense, especially on the outside that go down to injuries, it's not funny, but odd that we're used to running backs getting injured, guys in the trenches, and then your receivers were a lot of the guys that ended up going down and being discussed this week. But many of them, it doesn't seem like it's too serious outside of San Francisco.
And you're also seeing, despite those Atlanta receivers being limited, you're seeing movement against the Minnesota Vikings. So that number, actually, the look ahead was 5, right? Minnesota minus 5. And then they reopened at 4.5. Now we're 3.5. So the J.J. McCarthy derangement syndrome, as I called it, is certainly playing into this thing. From 5 on the look ahead to 4.5 on the reopen, and now BetMGM 3.5. They are betting the Falcons, taking the points. I think that was the right idea in week one. I don't know that it's the right idea in week number two. I think Flores against Penix is a big advantage for Minnesota. But then again, I'm a Minnesota man this year. Is an interesting move, though, because despite those guys being limited at practice, money coming in on Atlanta as we get ready to turn the page into the weekend.
Sam, maybe you're noticing something different than I am, but for it being overreaction week and we're expecting all this line movement coming in after the initial moves that we saw early, like let's say the Dallas move, we talked about the Jacksonville number coming down a little bit. Outside of that, we sit here on Thursday morning. I look at the board. Seems quiet. Not a lot going on. Is it calm before the storm? Or people just not sure? They haven't come up with hard opinions and they don't see value out there.
You'll see some moves. I have a feeling today is a shaker and a mover day. It's that really important injury report day. The Thursday list is a very important list for a lot of people. Wink, wink. I don't know. I think there's been some movement. I mean, the Jets keep taking money. People keep betting the Jets. And the other side that's starting to get expensive, I'm sort of warming to it. You're not going to like it, I don't think. Can we take the Bears at 6.5 if we get there? Chicago's getting there. I don't think we're going to get to 7, but we are 6 and now 6.5 at a couple books. The Bears have given the Lions problems because the Bears have mobile quarterbacks. Think about all those close games with Justin Fields. The Bears were very close last year on Thanksgiving because Caleb kept extending plays. Detroit struggles against quarterbacks that can move. And the Bears, the last 4 years, have had quarterbacks that can move. I don't think it's stupid to take Chicago 6.5, especially considering everybody thinks Chicago's season's over.
They were asking Dan Campbell about Ben Johnson pulling off some trick plays on Sunday. Do you know what his reaction was?
No.
It's basically that. Well, we're just worried about the meat and potatoes. You know, we can't be worried about trick play. If they get us on one, you know, we got to just move on. And, you know, we got to worry about the meat and potatoes, the down-to-down stuff. Like, we can't worry about the... This guy, I think he's kind of sweating going up against Ben Johnson. Like we were saying, oh, they're going to be ready for Ben Johnson. I'm kind of, maybe I'm bringing the Chicago perspective, but I'm kind of looking at it the opposite, Sam. Like, this is the first game that Ben Johnson circled. I'd assume that, I know we had the opener and that was big, his first game and all that, but I would assume that Ben Johnson put more prep into this game than any other game all offseason.
Let me ask you a very simple question. If Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell were playing chess, one-on-one, who's the favorite and what's the price?
Okay, now we weren't very happy with some of the decision-making with Ben Johnson when he's the guy calling the shots there. But we know Dan Campbell's getting help. But yeah, but.
It's Campbell against Johnson. Against, okay. Like, one-on-one. That's it. No help.
Ben
Johnson. Who's the favorite?
Yeah.
What's the price? -250? Yeah, huge favorite.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All right. You said it. You didn't think I'd like it. I don't hate it. Haven't had a strong opinion on that game thus far. But off of Detroit's performance, they're getting money. The assumption is bounce back. And Chicago looked, and I think it's a push against Chicago and what they saw. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. The Vikings are better than the Lions. We can agree on that one. So we saw what happened there. Joe O, Sammy P, coming up next, Thursday Night Football preview. Give you betting angles here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sizable underdog tonight, Commanders at the Packers. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you to the Odyssey app. Make sure you follow the BetMGM Network there, and you can listen on demand every single day. We are here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the BetMGM Network. Sam, we jump to Thursday Night Football. Really looking forward to this matchup. I hope it's as competitive as we expect. And by the end of yesterday's show, we landed on a side here. And we said, look, this side probably isn't going to be available for very long. And every time I take a peek in the market, we see a 3.5 go away here, a 3.5 go away there. BetMGM has 3.5, but you're going to have to pay some juice if you want to take that Washington side. There are just a couple of 3.5s out there in the market. So that certainly stands out that the action is going towards the sharp action, respected action is going toward that Washington side, and we've got a high total, 48, over at BetMGM.
Yep, 49 at Pinnacle. So even though the Packers have an elite defense that's going to lead them to the Super Bowl, the market is moving up on the total side of things. So that's what you get when you have two quarterbacks that are dual threat, that can push the ball down the field, that can make broken plays. I like the fact that, you know, you get a nice runway for points in this one for sure. And I think, you know, 3.5 was a good bet when we put it in. Pinnacle is 3.5. BetMGM is 3.5, but a lot of 3. Chris, Circa, Superbook, all 3. BetOnline, 3. Buckeye, 3. Jazz, 3. Those hooks are going away, and I'm starting to see some movement in other offshore markets. -3, -107 coming down off the -110. So still taking bets on Washington day of the game at +3 flat, -110. So that's a good sign for us. I don't know where we're going to close. I mean, it's either going to be 3 or 3.5, but there could definitely be a group that comes in and lays a cheap 3. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I feel good about us getting the 3.5, though, yesterday, because there was a really good chance that that hook would disappear, and it is starting to. Depending on where you shop, you could lay 3, or you could take 3.5. Please get the best number. If you're betting Green Bay, if you disagree with us, don't lay 3.5. You could lay 3. Conversely, if you're taking Washington, don't take 3. Please take the 3.5.
Washington coming off commanding win against the Giants wasn't too competitive. They were balanced throughout. The game was never in question, but they need to clean it up, man. 12 penalties in that game for Washington. If they want a chance to win this game, even just to cover this point spread, they're going to have to clean that up. 12 penalties on the road, short week of prepare. It's at Green Bay, rocks atmosphere. That's not going to get it done. It's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting to see how much Parsons plays. Quick turnaround. He's still figuring out that defense. He played 29 out of 65 snaps last week, and LaFleur went on record and said that that was a lot more than they planned. But if they're playing a more than expected in week number one, and it's knocking on almost half, man, I'm expecting tonight for Parsons to be out there almost a full go. Like it's a regular game, even though it's a short rest week. He had a sack and 3 pressures. One of those pressures turns into an interception. It's fascinating because there is so much overreaction. And I'm not saying that when I say overreaction, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but so much so fast. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Like, we were ripping the Athletic yesterday. Oh, really? The Packers, now they're the second best team in the NFL? Oh, they're better than the Bills. Oh, they're better than the Ravens. Yeah, okay, come on. Look, take it easy. They're damn good. They're Super Bowl contenders. We agree with all of that. But, like, let's not go too far and say, well, this is the best defense in the NFL. Right. Oh, based on what? We don't even know what the Lions are. And, you know, that was a sample size of one game here. So we're trying to have that balancing act. And I have my issues with the Commanders' defense, but I am on the 3.5. We have the better quarterback. Road spots are tough, Thursday night football, but it's early in the season. You know, they're going to be all right, these professionals. But I'm getting the better quarterback, and I'm getting 3.5. Now, the Packers have the better defense. They should have the better offensive line when healthy. We don't know that they're healthy, Sam. Like, they're dealing with a couple of injuries, including Zach Tom there. Two starters questionable on that O-line. If they're missing one or both, that could spell trouble.
It could, no doubt. I did have to laugh yesterday because, you know, they do a great job on the social team of getting clips up and getting them out. Somebody posted the clip of us saying that we get the better quarterback. And then one of our commenters said that they would like what we are smoking. I can confirm I was smoking nothing during the show, and I co-signed the argument that we get the better quarterback. It's not a slight on Jordan Love, though. I don't think we're saying Jordan Love stinks. I'd like to see him win some big games, you know, as he gets older and older as an NFL quarterback. But I do think you're right. I think there's a lot of truth to taking a talented quarterback and getting points. So I did laugh when I saw that. What are those BetMGM Network guys smoking. Those BetSweats guys are puffing and passing. No, Jaden Daniels is better. He is. And his ability to handle pressure and divert is great. We talked about it when we were previewing the Commanders, how they train him and test him using advanced, sped up virtual reality. So they're able to dial all kinds of things up and pressure him and send corner blitzes. And they feel like mentally he's so advanced for his age. And this was something that they started to use with Jaden Daniels at LSU. They used it last year, and he exploded onto the scene. So they feel very good about this quarterback, and they feel good about his weapons. They feel good about Kroski Merritt. This team is very confident where they lie right now. So if they're as confident as as it gets, it's hard for us not to be confident taking 3.5 points, right? As for the Daniels props, this number feels a little low. And, of course, we await the room. I know Paul is standing by waiting for the whistle so we get the room bets in. I'm sure this will be popular, but I do lean over on completions for Daniels at 20.5. Now, that's starting to get expensive at BetMGM, 135 now, to lay that to go over. Other books are 21.5, and it's probably going to get higher towards kickoff. But I feel like that's a low number, and it's very attainable for a very talented quarterback who's extremely accurate. This guy last year was completing over 70% of his passes for a long stretch of the season. Accuracy is not an issue. And I don't know that they can run the ball the way they want to against Green Bay. So I lean over on completions. But again, my favorite bet, Commanders plus the 3.5.
The betting market for MVP is telling us, and I'm not here to disagree with it, that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are on a tier by themselves. And I think we all would agree with that. Those two guys that had that showdown on Sunday night, and then you get the next tier. Many sports books have Jaden Daniels third. That's what it is. I trust them. I believe in the betting market. I think you should as well. It's close, but they have Daniels third. So you're starting a team, Daniels, like, it's not a conversation with Love. It's not. Right now, Love has a better offensive line. There are aspects where Love has a bit of an advantage, but, I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm sure Daniels would love to have a Micah Parsons on his defense, but he doesn't. But, yeah, there's a little bit of gap, and if you disagree, well, we'll find out. We'll see how the season ends up playing out. Tunsil and Parsons, they have faced off twice. Parsons did not have a sack against Tunsil. Now, if the Packers are smart, you're not going to line him up against Tunsil the entire game. You're going to end up moving him around, change sides and all that. But I think it's worth pointing out. Against Washington, Parsons has 10.5 sacks in his career. He's in the division with them, played him 8 times, 10.5 sacks, quite productive. I know the Parsons sack is going to be popular. And for those that don't normally bet this kind of stuff, there are certain books you do want to bet the sack prop on, certain books you don't. Pay attention to what you're betting. Sam, a quick look this morning. Okay, one sports book that sets it at 0.5 sack, which means if you're betting over 0.5, we need the full sack. It's -132 over 0.5. Another sports book that does 0.25 sack over is -117. Wait, what? It's a cheaper price on one book to go over 0.25 than another book to go over 0.5. So understand what you're betting if you're going to delve into those sack props, and that is not something that you normally do.
I don't have any interest in betting that sack prop.
Nope.
I'm not laying $1.32 on a sack. Yeah. The sack props and the touchdown props, maybe different conversation for a different day, are just ridiculous now. I mean, guys that should be +150 or -110. And, you know, that's sort of been the way of the world because people just parlay touchdowns. That's a thing now. So if you're parlaying 3-4 guys, you know, the liability just goes higher and higher. So you're never going to get a true touchdown number. And if you pick an elite player to record a sack or score a touchdown, forget it. There is no value in those numbers anymore because it's very popular and they're not going to give it away. Right? Like we had talked about Grenard the other day. He didn't even get a sack, but you know, one book opened up at plus 250, and then by the day of the game, it's minus 110. Like, a guy should not be minus 110 to get a sack. I don't care how good he is, let alone minus 130. So, no, I have no interest in that. I also looked at Terry McLaurin's longest catch. We talked about this a lot last year. They take shots with him. And it's no secret the Packers are looking for answers in the cornerback room. I mean, hell, they lost Jair Alexander. So what's going to stop the Washington play calling from taking a shot or two down the field with McLaurin? Now, if you get a flag and he doesn't catch it, it is what it is. But you're basically betting at minus 110 that they take a shot down the field to McLaurin, like a 30-yard bomb. I like those chances. So longest catch, 21.5 minus 110, 21.5 minus 115, whatever. I think there's a good chance we see a couple deep throws to McLaurin, and I would think he's very live for a 23, 24, 25-yard catch or more. If he gets a 50-yarder, great. But that's the number, 21.5. I think it's a little low.
I'm sure it'll be very popular. I want to see before I recommend to anyone. But I have a couple in mind, and like you, I'm thinking Washington side. The rushing yards for Jaden Daniels keeps going up. I saw it 43.5 earlier. The lowest number in market is 44.5. BetMGM's at 46.5. We know this. As we get closer to game time, that sort of a prop is just going to go up, up, up. If you plan on betting it, do it now, because you're going to be in the upper 40s by the time we get to kickoff. I'm looking at a different receiver. I'm looking at the guy that got 10 targets last week. What about Debo? So in his debut with the Commanders, 7 catches, 77 yards, gets into the end zone, mostly played out of the slot. And that's how you want to attack. But definitely with what we saw out of Green Bay with their nickel Bullard. He was targeted 11 times, gave up 10 receptions on 73 yards. I think they're going to want to go to Debo. The receptions number for him is 4.5. So Commander side, I'm looking at a different receiver than you. You've got a McLaurin angle. I would look to Debo and, you know, the Jaden Daniels. I'm sure Jaden Daniels in some form or fashion is going to be the most popular player prop tonight.
So, question.
Yeah.
If the Packers are the second best team in the league right now, and the Commanders go into Green Bay and whoop their ass, how far do they fall from 2?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that I thought you were going to make the suggestion that the Commanders should be 2.
Oh, no. If the Commanders beat the Packers, the Commanders are 1, right? Because if you beat 2, you automatically become the best team in the league. I mean, I don't know how power rankings work anymore. I think we just overreact and try and make people enraged.
Yeah.
I did listen to our Lightning Bet segment yesterday. Very funny. Very triggering, but very funny. That's my question. Where do the Packers move if the Commanders whoop that ass?
Will they be outside the top 5? Outside the top 5, yes or no?
Of course they will.
I think so. I think so. I think they will be. Horvy was listening. I heard a little bit of his show last night. He's like, I know the Bet Sweats guys are on it. I understand their opinion. Give me the Packers minus 170 on the money line.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Made me chuckle. Thank you for that, Horvy. Survivor, tough week. That's next. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. I know a lot of hot air about, oh, week one last year, New England, Cincinnati, oh, so many people, chaos, blah, blah, blah. None of that in week number one. Taking a look at my pool that has over 1,700 entries in it. Here are the most popular picks. Denver, winner. Arizona, Washington, Philly, Jacksonville, top five, all winners. Number six, Cincinnati. Number seven, Pittsburgh, all win. The only ones to get knocked out, for some reason, 2% took New England. A few people took Miami, Chicago, Atlanta, Jets. A few took the Chiefs, the Seahawks. You deserve it. Like, I don't understand that sort of risk in week one. I don't get it. But I guess there is an argument to be made to do a little bit of that if you are in a larger pool. But Sam, for the most part, it's like 2 to 3% were knocked out. If you got knocked out, I don't know what the hell you were thinking. There weren't any crazy upsets last week.
So, as you know, I'm a part of three of the big entries in Circa. And I have two left with my buddy Matt, and I have one left with the 108 guys. And I am already starting to kind of float this idea out with the guys from Chicago, Mac Jones, no matter what, and just seeing if they will bite the bait. Because I think the Saints are horrendous. And I can live with Spencer Rattler knocking me out of Survivor. If that happens... whatever. If that happens, I probably didn't deserve to win. So I have been saying Mac Jones no matter what. And Cherezi and Beef are laughing. And I think they think I'm kidding, but I'm not. And I even wrote it on a whiteboard and sent it to him. And then you'll love this. So as you know, I'm here in New York. I walked down. I had some meetings yesterday. And I walked down to the first floor to kind of see what was going on down there. And our guy Danny Parkins is getting off TV. And okay. I see Parkins, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, man, betting the Niners, I think. And he's like, Mac Jones is really bad. And I'm like, okay, thank you. So then I left that very exciting conversation thinking I have to do this. Like, now I have to because now I want to. So that was my first notion this week was – buying the dip on San Francisco. Nobody's going to pick it, and that's why I like it. But I'm also wired differently than most people, Joe.
I would hate to be a partner with you in Survivor because you are just every week. I don't know if you're trying to piss people off or just get, like, if you get think you get extra points if it's less than 5% owned. For what it is, I just think back to last year against the Bears. Like, you go on these missions and you're going in whether people want to join you or not. But the problem is you're with a group that needs to join you, but you don't care. Oh man, I love it. Is that mid-major?
I wanted
Matt?
To do Raiders last week. I said let's do Raiders. No, can't take a dog. Okay, fine. Can't take a dog in Survivor. Fine. You're right, though. This behavior will definitely have me out. If I was solo, I'm too risk averse, right? Like, I just
yes.
Yeah, you're right. Why can't I just get myself to take Baltimore as an 11-point favorite? Because that's no fun. That's why.
Right. It's not a bad idea. And if you have strong opinions like that, yeah, in a large pool, yes. In certain spots. Like, you don't have to do it every week. But if you want to win a large pool, like, I'm in some pools now. I was looking. So we're going over the Survivor plays here. I'm like, okay, well, my answer is different in different pools. There's one pool I'm in. There are still 33,000 entries alive. Like, yeah, do whatever. Take San Francisco in that. with a handful of spots. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm also in a pool that has 191 left. I'm not taking San Francisco. It's probably going to be Baltimore. Because those smaller pools, they lasted half the season last year. It's probably not going to end up going the distance with multiple entries. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So I'm in a number of pools, and I'd say two are considered small. I'm going Baltimore with those. I don't care that it's a divisional matchup. It's the only game that has a point spread larger than a touchdown. We've gotten there with Arizona 2-7 at a couple of spots, not across the board. But Baltimore, off a loss against Cleveland, yeah, I'm not concerned at all. And the other thing is, Sam, I was looking ahead. Yes, the Ravens have future value. Of course they do. They're a great team. They're the number one power-rated team, according to a lot of people. But the next time, according to the current point spreads, that they are going to be probably the highest point spread is week 8. And we're sitting here in week 2. You know, if you're in a small pool, it might be close to done at that point. So small pools, I'm going Baltimore. You are not going Baltimore. Do your partners, are they trying to convince you into Baltimore?
No, we haven't really dug deep yet. That'll probably be later today. I know that the early conversations amongst all of us, we want to save Baltimore for Thanksgiving. Because remember, you have to pick a Thanksgiving game. And those games, if you don't remember, Green Bay at Detroit, Kansas City at Dallas, Cincinnati at Baltimore. So I think you just want to have as many live bullets left going into that game. I told the guys, Detroit's going to beat Green Bay on Thanksgiving. I already know that's going to happen. I'm already checking that one off. Like, that's what I would do. I would go Detroit because there's nothing quite like riding on the Lions on Thanksgiving. You know how many Thanksgivings the Lions ruined for me over the years? I can't even think about it. Like, just bad. Really bad. Oh, having a nickel on Matthew Stafford when you got $200 in your bank account? Yeah, those are the days. So I understand it, saving Baltimore for Thanksgiving. There are so many teams that I want to get to, though. Dallas seems to be one that's really nice.
Yes,
Baltimore,
agree.
Buffalo, even Minnesota I like. Like, that's a spot. Like, if we're being serious about a small favorite at home, I like Minnesota. We'll get there eventually. I know we will on whatever side. I think Pittsburgh is another one that was thrown out in our group chat. But it's hard. It's very hard. The more people you do this with, the harder it is. Like, the league with Matt and I, it's easier. There's two of us. The Chicago League, three of us, it's more complicated. I know some people that have Survivor with five other people.
No way.
So six people that have to get to one pick every week.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
That sounds miserable.
Yep. Agree. Okay. Baltimore's a big point spread. Not using it. They're going to probably be the highest spread the next 3 weeks. I have no interest in doing that. I told you yesterday, Rams scare me on the road against Cam Ward. I liked what I saw, actually. It's another tough matchup, but I'm not going to go Rams. I think your Detroit-Chicago angle isn't bad. They struggle with mobile quarterbacks. We're staying away there, even though the line's 6. At least it sounds like you are, and I'm in agreement there. I like your idea with Dallas. I'm considering the same thing. There are some websites that rank future value. They give it stars for each team. Dallas is a 0 star. Like, no future value. If you're not using them here, when are you going to use them? How many more times is Russell Wilson going to be under center? This might be the last time. So if you want to pick on the Giants, I think Dallas is a good spot. And I want to circle back to your Pittsburgh idea because that point spread is 3. Of the lower numbers, I like that one too. Pittsburgh does not have a lot of future value. You've got Seattle going across the country. You know I'm not buying Darnold at all this year. And you get Pittsburgh at home. I still believe in the defense. I know they gave up a ton, but what do you think is going to happen? You think that Steelers defense is just all of a sudden bad? They're going to give up 30 plus again, or they're going to bounce back under Tomlin like they have? Last 11 times under Tomlin, when they've given up 30 or more, they are 10-1 ATS.
I could get to Pittsburgh for sure. So, again, my buddy Matt wants to do Pittsburgh. And last week he wanted to do double Jacksonville, and we talked him out of it. So I wouldn't be surprised if later today I get a text where he wants to do double Pittsburgh. I have a live update for you in my third contest.
Okay.
Terese E just texted me. We're all in on Bills. And then he adds, really want to do Niners? Question mark. I don't hate it. It fits the strategy we've employed of the opponent should not be able to score. Agreed. I just like going against bad quarterbacks. That's my thing. I did it last week. I wanted to do it with Drake May. I'm totally down with it against Spencer Rattler. I could do it against a couple other quarterbacks. Russ comes to mind. Cam Ward comes to mind, a younger quarterback. But it looks like we're going to do Buffalo in one of the three. So I have to do two more. One down, two to go for me.
Okay. Are you scared about Arizona?
A little bit. Yes, I am.
Okay. Back of my mind, I am. Like, I like Carolina plus +7, but I also like, once I have multiple spots, I might put a little bit on Arizona, but I can't say that I feel great about it. And Kyler, just not the same guy at home. Actually struggled compared to on the road. And I hated what I saw out of them last week at New Orleans. So that concerns me. But you have to hate what you saw out of the Panthers last week as well. 7, I would never lay 7. But Survivor is a different conversation than ATS.
This is so exhilarating. Because this double entry that I have, I know for a fact Matt's going to want to do double Pittsburgh. Like, I could see it right now, and I don't fundamentally hate it. I just don't. We did double Denver last week. Like,
yeah.
Denver and San Francisco week one. There was a really, really good chance that they were both going to lose at some point on Sunday. So,
yeah, like,
just got to survive, buddy.
Here's the tough part. Like, Pittsburgh, I agree with you. We're on the same page. I'm going to have some Pittsburgh. But to go all in on a point spread is like that is 9th or 10th highest, that's scary in week number 2. So, and we trust the betting market. Joe O, Sammy P, it's a Thursday. We've got a big game tonight. Let's talk some fantasy angles. We'll do that with Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. That's next. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.